Hello there, this is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio. I love this first song, which features in a film called O Brother, Where Art Thou? Let's listen to Alison Krauss singing Down to the River to Pray.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to as I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you wanna go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way.
Our gospel reading today is about the baptism of Jesus. Up until this point, Jesus had lived and worked in Nazareth, but now, if the proclamations of John the Baptist were anything to go by, the time had come for Jesus to go into action. His time had come to deliver in more ways than one. Here's our reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, beginning to read at verse 9. In those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." And so Jesus stepped down into the River Jordan to be baptized by John, submitting to him, not because he needed to repent, nor was he in need of forgiveness, but he was fully identifying with John in the scheme of God's mighty plan for his people. In the Daily Bible Study Guide called The Word for Today, the writers, Bob and Debbie Gass, said this about the baptism of Jesus. The day when Jesus stepped into the River Jordan, he was stepping into the fullness of God's purpose for his life. Those waters were teeming with the sins of humankind. John had baptized multitudes of converts there, their sins figuratively passing from them into the sea of God's forgetfulness. Jesus, in effect, was wading into sin, our sin. That hymn was Hark My Soul, It Is the Lord, from St. Bees. When Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened, and Jesus heard God, his Father's voice, saying to him, You are my Son, the Beloved, with you I am well pleased. Similar words were spoken later at Jesus' transfiguration, where Jesus' closest disciples heard these words too. William Barclay, a well-known theologian, makes it clear that within such a message as this, there are two Old Testament sentiments. Firstly, the words, You are my Son, the Beloved, which can be found in Psalm 2, verse 7, a description of the Messiah King. And the second part, With you I am well pleased, which reflects Isaiah 42:1, which is the beginning of the description of the servant of God who was destined to suffer. Jesus knew from God's message, first that he was being affirmed as God's Son, but he also now knew his destiny was not one of power and glory and majesty, but one of service and suffering. After all, this is what the prophets taught. One day he would, according to Isaiah, become the lamb being led to the slaughter. He had come to earth to this end to be a ransom, a sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. From this moment on, his life was in God, his Father's hands, and the direction of his walk of faith would lie in listening to all of his instructions and obeying him. There's a song written by Melody Green called There Is a Redeemer, and is sung here by her late husband, Keith Green.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son, and leaving your Spirit to the world. honor is done. When I stand in glory, I will see His face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank you. And leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, Lord, my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
Still today, countless number of people seek baptism. I once attended the baptism of a couple who had fled their own country because they'd become Christians, and they would have been arrested, perhaps killed, had they remained there. What they desired more than anything else was to be baptized, and their baptism at a local Baptist church was so very moving. To be there and hear their two testimonies and see them emerging from the full immersion tank with pure joy on their faces was emotional, to say the least. Sadly, we've lost the full impact of adult baptism and full immersion in our churches today because of the practice of baptizing babies. But that's not to say this practice is wrong. For in the New Testament, a jailer and his whole family were baptized, so presumably children were among them. But infant baptism is carried out in our churches in the expectation that the children would be brought up in the Christian faith. Sadly, many families today want only the ceremony and not the faith and the commitment that ought to follow. Here's a hymn that reflects faithfulness and commitment. It's I Need Thee Every Hour by Ferdinand Ortega.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour, stay Thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when Thou art nigh. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thank you.
So what does baptism mean? Baptism is about dying to self, symbolically going down into the water, then rising up again to new life. It's also about identifying ourselves with Jesus Christ, putting into practice all that he taught, and being filled with his Spirit, so that he is made alive through us to continue his work in the world. Baptism is also about belonging, being in fellowship with others, and it's also about service. When my son first became a firefighter, he heard the alarm go off, and he eagerly flung himself down the pole on his first day, excited to be on the job at last, only to be soaked with buckets of water thrown at him by the crew waiting below. It was his initiation into service. He didn't mind because now he had become one of them. He belonged and would serve alongside the others. But if he had chosen to remain upstairs when the others were called away, he couldn't really have called himself a true firefighter, could he? Similarly, if a football supporter signs up as a member but never ever goes to a match, nor plays an active role with other fans, would you say that this person was a true follower of the team?
To the river I am going, bringing sins I cannot bear. Come and cleanse me, come forgive me, Lord, I need there. In these waters, healing mercy flows with freedom from despair. I am going to that river. Precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now, lead me closer, Lord, I need to meet you there.
At the start of our programme today, we opened with a song from the film O Brother, Where Art Thou? But in that film there's a scene where people are being drawn like a magnet to the river, where a pastor is baptising his flock. And one of three escaped convicts, desperate for forgiveness, races the others there and jumps the queue for his blessing and cleansing. He comes out from the water telling his friends that his sins have been washed away, including someone he knocked down once. His friends remind him that he denied doing that. So he replies, "Well, I was lying. But the preacher says even that sin's been washed away too. Neither God nor man has anything on me now. Come on in, boys, the water is beautiful." In baptism, all our sins are forgiven, not just some of them. This is echoed in a line from one of John's epistles where he writes, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Here is a song called Purify My Heart, sung by Hillsong.
Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do your will. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within, and make me holy. Purify my heart, cleanse me from my sin. Deep within, refiner's fire, my heart's one desire
of us listening in today would love a brand new start in life, leaving what's in the past far behind us and moving forward to a brand new life. Today is actually the first Sunday in Lent, a time to reflect and begin to think in terms of spring cleaning our lives as we would a home. We might want to consider which parts need our attention, which rooms we would rather hide away, which cupboards would we be ashamed to open. Do we want to be buried beneath the rubbish, unable to move like the people we see in TV's programme, Britain's Biggest Hoarders? No, it's time for us to get our act together and do something about it, to make space and live life to the full. So it's rather appropriate that the first of our Lent readings begin with baptism and new beginnings. Before the close of our programme today, here's a special blessing for you. May the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine in your hearts today and fill your lives with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit be with you and with all those you love, now and always. Amen. This final hymn sums up our theme today, where it says, Lord of ourselves, in living power, remake us. Self on the cross, and Christ upon the throne. Past put behind us, for the future take us, Lord of our lives, to live for Christ alone. Here's the Royal Garrison Church of All Saints singing, Lord for the Years. Bye for now.